What is it? What happened?
It just never stops with your father.
What'd he do?
He was voted Man of the Year.
Man of the Year? What has happened to Time Magazine?
No. At his lodge.
What has happened to his lodge?
Oh, they're so stupid. Women aren't even allowed near the place until they want one of us to arrange a tribute or something.
Tribute? Yeah. Hey, we gotta go? Mm-hmm. I got dibs on I'm sick that night. You do some cop overtime at work. Monkey on a bus somewhere. Yeah.
Well, no, I wanna go. It's an honor to be son of Man of the Year.
I don't even want to be brother of guy who wants to be son of Man of the Year.
No, Robin has the right attitude. This is a big deal for your father, and I want nothing to do with it.
What do you mean? Butch had to organize the whole thing. Oh, no.
Okay, you two are going to do this, because your father's very excited. He's already bothering me about it.
Dad knows about this?
They don't surprise the Man of the Year anymore. That's how they lost the last Man of the Year.
Come on, Cubby, we'll do it together. It'll be nice for Dad. What do we have to do, Mark? Come on, you tell me.
Okay. The guy said something about a presentation or some prepared remarks.
What guy?
I don't know, the Grand High Idiot. Hey, Raymond, sit down. You're doing this. You can do a song. Yeah,
you know that one number I've always loved?
What?
From South Pacific, where the guy wears a grass skirt and a coconut bra? Yeah.
What do you do in that apartment?
Hello, family. I believe you're in the chair of the year.
Congratulations, Dad. I think it's great.
Thank you. But you know, I'm just a simple man who tried to make a difference. I still put my pants on one leg at a time.
Yeah, when can we look forward to that?
Hey, nice pool. What a great hangout.
Hey, let's talk to this guy right over here.
Excuse me, sir. Can we talk to you for a second?
Sure.
We'd like to ask you some questions about Frank Barone.
Shoot.
Number one, why aren't you wearing a bathing suit?
Obviously, lodge policy.
It's tradition.
Maybe we shouldn't film in here.
No, it's fine. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna set up right here and state your name, and Raymond here is gonna interview you a little, all right? No,
listen, I don't want to interview. Let me hold the camera.
Come on, Ray. Can't you see the guy's getting cold?
What'd you say your name was?
Abe Warchizer, but everybody calls me Bullethead.
All right. Bullethead. Just tell us why you like Frank Barone.
I don't like Frank Barone.
Okay.
Can I get back in the pool now?
Yeah, please. That's gotta hurt.
Jeez, he doesn't like that.
You worried about what Bullethead thinks? Hey, excuse me, sir. Listen, you know Frank Barone, right?
What of it?
Well, we're doing a tribute. You guys elected him Man of the Year.
We're down to him?
Maybe these guys don't know Dad so well.
Yeah, maybe they do.
Hey, look, there's his friends from poker. Hey, Garvin, Stan.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Razy.
How are you? Hi, Stan.
Hey, Ray. What's going on with the video?
Well, it's for Dad's tribute. Look, this is perfect. You guys can do it together, okay? Ready, Ray? And action.
It's rolling?
Yeah, okay, all right. We're here with Garvin.
Hey, Frank, you owe me $50. You gave me a weight I ain't hiked in your sets. You've been ducking me for a year and a half, you hear me?
$50 is nothing. How about the dent you put in my car? Tell me it wasn't you. I have eyewitnesses. And I have a bill. I wish I had pockets because I carry it with me. Right here.
You're a liar. A liar, you hear me? Hey, Ray, it's really nice to see you again, you know? Take care there, buddy, huh? Hey, say hi to your mom!
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. Maybe we can piece something together in editing, you know? Excuse me, guys, just start rolling. Hi. We just want to ask a few questions, if you don't mind. How do you feel about chocolate?
Really good. My favorite.
Delicious. Always delicious.
Sure, I like Frank Barone.
I can't get enough.
It's my favorite.
My wife goes nuts for Frank Barone.
A wonderful gift.
Who doesn't like Frank Barone?
Come on, Dad, what are you doing?
That was a tribute?
What, you didn't like it?
It was stupid. And it was so short.
Yeah, well, we kind of went with a fast MTV kind of editing.
Well, I didn't get it. And what's with Corelli saying he likes me hot with marshmallows?
I told you to get rid of that.
It was cute.
What are you doing? Come on, Marie, we're going home.
What are you talking about? This is your big night.
It's not so big anymore. Let's go.
You didn't even finish your steak.
I'm not hungry.
Should have dressed like broads.
Would you stop? The boys did nothing wrong. You wanted them to make you a tribute. They made you a tribute.
I can't wait for my eulogy.
Still don't walk out on an evening that your son's planned for you.
Tom Trevignac got a tribute that lasted 37 minutes. The guy's made a whole video on his life and with big speeches and laughs and how much they love him. Then they did a big, wonderful music thing where they all dressed up like broads.
Well, Robbie was ready to dress up.
That stunk what they did, all right? I know a tribute. They're not welcome in this house anymore.
Oh, really?
That's correct.
So they let you down?
Yes.
And what about your buddies at the lodge?
What about them?
Don't you think if they had said something great that Raymond and Robbie would have put it in? Isn't that what's really bothering you? Frank, what are you doing?
I'm watching.
Is that suppressed air in the melon under there?
Come on. Shut that off, please.
Quiet. I can't hear.
You just shut it, Frank.
I'm the 50 wedge man, and you can eat me, try my hand.
Stupid crap. You know what? I'm quitting that lodge.
Good.
What do you mean, good?
It's a stupid lodge. It's full of crotchety old men who think the greatest luxury in life is sweating naked and coughing. And all you ever do is complain about them.
Well, why didn't you say something before?
It gets you out of the house. Come on. Let's go to bed.
Hey.
What?
What would you say?
What?
What would you say in a tribute?
What do you mean?
What would you say in a tribute to me?
What? I don't know, Frank. They didn't ask me.
Okay.
I would say he's been my husband for 42 years, that we have two wonderful boys together, and three beautiful grandchildren. Isn't that right?
That's it?
Let me finish. And that he's always been there for us and been a good provider, and that even though we squabble every now and then, I know that he's the one for me. And whatever I did to deserve him, I'll live with.
I like that. With the humor, yeah.
Now, can I ask you something?
Come on, let's go to bed.
Talking.
I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Oh, sure. Now you got what you needed from me. Now you're going to sleep. What else is new?
What do you want?
I want to have a conversation, Frank. I want to talk to you. Is that asking so much?
I know where this is going.
Here, sit down here, please.
How much talking can a guy take?
Thank you. Now, what would your tribute for me be? Well?
This is stupid.
Was it stupid when you just asked me?
Yes, it was. I now realize how stupid it was.
And generous answer, didn't I? Well, didn't I?
All right. What are you getting ready for? I'm not anointing you here.
Well, it isn't every day that you say nice things about me.
Well, it's not every day that you force me.
Oh, stop it, Frank. Come on, what were you going to say?
Sometimes you spit when you talk.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Hey, what did I say? Come on. You're the one for me.
You want to know why people don't love you, Frank? You want to know? Because you offer them nothing. That's right. You have to give love, Frank, to get it. And you have never, ever been willing to do that. You just take and take and take and expect everybody to accept your obnoxious horse's ass of a personality. And everybody has to put up with it because it's you. You know what the sad part is? You are surrounded by family who happen to love you anyway, and you push them away. You push us all away. You don't have to push anymore. asking to talk to me about this. Frank. This is not a marriage, Frank. A marriage is two people sharing things, talking, and if they have a problem, they talk about it. You don't just sit there and wait for the other one to go away.
Tell you what it makes better than anything else, than anything you'll find anywhere else. Did someone say sandwiches?
Yes.
We're going to talk about this.
Oh, crap.
Gee.
Oh, stop it, Frank.
The guy wants to go to bed. He gets attacked by a kabuki.
Oh, stop it.
All right.
Now, you talk to me.
All right, look, I know the boys did their best. I know it's my own stupid fault that people aren't crazy about me, and I'm sorry to everybody.
You're just saying that so I'll leave you alone. You still can't think of anything nice to say about me?
I sleep on it.
It's all jokes. Frank, what are you doing? No, 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 I need that, Frank.
I like you better without the crap on your face. Okay.
You should try and say something like that to me every day.
I'll try. Hey,
what?
Well, I am Man of the Year.
Yes, you are.
And I'm looking to move up from man once a year. See? With the humor.
Want to go to bed?
I just...
Oh, honey, what? You didn't do anything wrong. I like that tribute. It made me hungry.
I don't know. Maybe I should apologize. You know what? we'll all feel better if I just call.
What, are they not home?
I don't know. Nobody's answering. Hello? Yeah, Dad? Are you okay? Yeah. No, I just... I want it about the tribute.
Oliver, you know what time it is?
All right. Okay. I didn't... All right. Okay, sorry.
What's he calling now for?
I don't know.
You know, sometimes I wish they didn't live across the street.
Excuse me, can I help you?
You want to help me? Close your bedroom curtains.
On the next, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Tonight at 7:30 on KTLA 5.